episode 52, Fallen Off. Let's get back on track.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Howdy, ladies. How are you feeling today? Yes, it's another day, another blessed, God-given day. And it's gorgeous. Okay, so maybe you're looking outside and you got snow on the ground. Or maybe you're looking outside and you have beautiful sunshine and the touch of spring is happening. Wherever you are in the world and wherever you look out your window, I want you to say, it's gorgeous and I'm gorgeous because you are gorgeous. Yes, you are. Now, I must say, there are some days we just don't feel all that gorgeous, do we? We've fallen off. Yeah, we've simply fallen off. Some of us use that falling off as an excuse to stay off. We don't want to get back on track. We want to just keep going because you know what? That's the easy way out. You know, it's when you're like, okay, I'm going to eat real food. Remember we chatted about that just a day or so ago. I want to eat real food. And then what happens is, I just had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I also went and I had this amazing barbecue sandwich with French fries and coleslaw at my favorite barbecue restaurant. And then to top it off, I just had ice cream for dinner. So maybe you've fallen off your eating real. Wherever you have fallen off, there's hope. The thing is you got to get back on track. A lot of us just use it as an excuse. And I'm telling you to stop. Stop the excuses. It's time. Let's get back on track. All right? You can do this. I believe in you. And if your goal was important to you at the time you set it, then it should be important to you now. Okay? Maybe you have to adjust it a little bit because maybe there was a party that came up. But if you originally thought in your mind, this is something I want to do, there was a reason why you thought that. I want you to ask yourself that question right now. What was that reason? What's your answer? Yeah, say it to me out loud. What was your reason? Okay. All right then. Now the thing is, okay, so if you've fallen off, then how can we get back on track? How do I do that, Christiane? Well, number one, you have to start and lead with forgiveness. I talk about this a lot. In fact, I gave it a brief overview back in episode 9. It's titled Forgiveness. You have to forgive. You make mistakes. You're human. It's going to happen. I make mistakes. It's all right. I don't eat ice cream every day, but every once in a while, I'll have some ice cream. I can't eat it every day because number one, I'll gain 5 pounds every time I eat a bowl of ice cream, let alone what it does to my body. And I can't, it just messes me up and it goes, that's what my body says. Seriously. Okay. So when you fall off, you can get right back on, but it starts, number one, with forgiveness. So if you haven't listened to that short little episode 9, forgiveness, I would suggest you go do that. Number two, I want you to ask yourself, am I worth it? Am I worth it? Only you can answer that, okay? Because if you ask your hubby, he may have a different answer depending upon whether or not his needs were met that day. I'm just saying. And if you ask your best friend, same idea. She may be like, well, I think you're worth it. Yeah. I mean, what are the circumstances? There'll be always a what if. So no, scratch it. Look in the mirror. Come on, you're driving. You've got the rearview mirror. Am I worth it? Ask it. That answer is going to be yes. You wouldn't be asking it if you didn't know it was yes, right? Now, there are times that we feel kind of blah, that we don't think we are worth it, but that's also where the excuses come in. You see, we leave all this stuff to excuses. It's a way to stop us in our track, okay, instead of getting back on track. The third thing I want you to do, okay, is to take aim. You're like, what? Aim. Action ignites motivation. I want you to get up and do it again. If it was you falling off track because of your real eating, then get back up in the next meal that you have, the next piece of food you put in your mouth, ask the question, did God create it? Then I get to eat it. Okay, simple as that. If it's, oh, I wanted to exercise three times this week and already it is Saturday and I only got two times in. Well, if it's Saturday, it's still in the week. Why don't you work out that day? Oh, because I don't have it in my schedule. Find time. Am I worth it? Forgiveness. Take action, because the action is what ignites the motivation. It's very simple. It's simple. And I believe that you can do it. So if you've fallen off, grab the reins and say, let's get back on track. I am ready to go, Christiane. And here we go. I can do this. Shout it with me. I can do this. Yes, you can. I believe in you. All right. So take a deep breath with me. Blow it out. Come on, one more. Already you should be feeling better. You just totally cleansed your mind. Just those two deep breaths kind of declutters that brain. Breathe and ask yourself those three things. So here's your kiss again. Okay, keep it simple strategy. You can do this. I believe in you. You've fallen off, but you're saying, let's get back on track, Christiane. I'm here. I'm listening. Get me back on track. So here's your kiss just for you. Forgiveness. Lead with forgiveness. Number two, ask yourself, am I worth it? You are. And number three, take aim. Action ignites motivation. Take action. Get back on track. Whatever you've fallen off, whether it was maybe it was you were going to sleep earlier and then it's like, oh, you had the weekend and you kind of gave it up and you were staying up a couple hours later. Guess what? Tonight, that's it. Electronics off. I'm in bed. I'm going to read a book for 20 minutes and I'm going to snooze myself to sleep. Yes, you can do it. All right. So let's get back on track. I believe in you. I want you to make it an amazing, amazing week. All right. Because you are. You are amazing. Come check out Sparkling 60. I want to see you there. CreateYourNow.com. Use the code podcast for a special gift. All right. I'll see you there. I'll see you on the other side. Love you guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.